Slowakia. Out of the City and Back into the Bowels of the Earth by Nicolas Bernard. Rudolf Sikora, born 1946 in Žilina, lives and works in Bratislava and is probably one of the most significant Slovak conceptual artists. He entered the scene at the end of the 1960s and already in 1970 profiled not only himself but also a whole generation of artists by organizing Open Studio One. The socialist regime described these activities as anti-socialist. This led the artist to retreat from the official art scene for many years. In addition to his own work, Sikora was a tireless organizer and a driving force of the independent scene at that time. During the Velvet Revolution, he stood at the birth of the public against violence. His lifelong work across all the media is focused on man and his relationship to Earth and the universe. After the Prague Spring, Rudolf Sikora and other artists were forced to switch to the underground and to create an alternative art scene movement. Although they haven't had the chance to present themselves freely, they have found their own ways and strategies to keep this scene alive. In the 1970s, a wider cycle called Out of the City began. Not only in Sikora's work, but also in the work of other Slovak authors of his generation, we can see a certain escapism. This flight not only led their attention away from the exciting structures, but also has to be interpreted as a rejection of the political conditions. Two paperworks of Rudolf Sikora were chosen for the exhibition. The work, Out of the City One, depicts one of Sikora's performances from the winter of 1970. He sprayed colorful pigments into fresh snow, creating symbols by means of stencils. In this case, it is an arrow that indicates the true direction out of the city, but at the same time symbolizes Rudolf Sikora's characteristic and never-ending forward movement. Like Rudolf Sikora's work, the art of Otto Hudetz is also closely linked to his everyday life, but also to global environmental issues. In his work, he often devotes himself to exclude groups of the population. However, he does not only take on the role of an idle observer. He is a field artist who communicates, lives and collaborates with the people and communities. In Slovakia, he focuses primarily on the Roman minority. Migration is an important topic in the art of Otto Hudetz, also in the border scenes as a process of movement. In a planetary system, from a certain point of view, through various processes, all subjects and objects migrate. This is shown by one of the author's latest works, Back Where I Belong. The work deals with coal. Coal is a quarry or mined rock that has been used mainly as a fuel since the first industrial revolution. Today, almost half of the world's electricity is still produced by coal-fired power plants, despite the awareness of the significant negative effects of coal mining and processing on the planet and on humanity. Coal originated hundreds of millions of years ago from charred dead plants, that is, what we consider to be a living organic nature. On the other hand, we rank coal to be of inorganic nature. In Otto Hudetz's film, coal gets the status as a hyper-object. The main character is personified anonymous coal that wanders and travels the country. It is looking for a way home, back into the bowels of the earth, with the words, This is not where I belong. You are not the owner of my purpose or my destiny. The deepest sleep under the ground, timelessness and darkness, is where I belong. That's my home. Huditz wonders about the object's right to self-determination.